Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba, and I am your storyteller for today. Boys and girls, mummies and daddies, are you ready for tonight's special bedtime story session? Fantastic. Tonight is going to be very special, because not only are we reading a wonderful bedtime story from the Holy Quran, but we are also going to be announcing the winners of the bedtime stories competition. Now, before we kick things off, I want to tell you a little story. A young, wonderful, amazing 7-year-old boy came to me and gave me a piece of paper. Boys and girls, do you know what was on this piece of paper? Can you guess? Well, let me tell you. It was a poem. This 7-year-old boy told me that he loves bedtime stories and wrote a poem to share with the whole world. So, let me share this poem with you. I live in an amazing world, blue sky that has rain in the clouds. Rain is good for the growing plants. All thanks to Allah. MashaAllah, what a wonderful poem. Let's make a dua, everyone. O Allah, shower this boy and all our boys and girls with infinite blessings, mercy, happiness, and success. O Allah, also unite all of our hearts, keep all of the Ummah united, protected, and always safe. Ameen.
Ameen.
Say Ameen, boys and girls. Ameen. MashaAllah. Now, tonight's bedtime story is about Madian and Aika. Now listen carefully. A long time ago, there were two ancient old cities. They were called Madian and Aika. Both places were on the coast of the Red Sea. Because of this, many ships stopped at these cities. It was here that the people of the cities knew that they could buy the most beautiful of treasures. Every so often, the Madians and the Aikans loaded up their camels at these ports. Very few people could get their hands on the treasures that they could. And as time passed, their markets were filled with goods from across the seas. Soon, the people became very rich because their treasures were so liked in nearby towns and cities. Everybody wanted something from Madian or Aika. But their riches made them want more and more and more. Quickly, their pockets were filled with gold and silver, but they still weren't happy. It wasn't enough. Some of them forgot that their riches came from Allah, and they forgot to be thankful to Allah. In time, the people didn't care. They didn't care about being fair. They started to cheat in their shops. High prices were asked for. Wrong weights and were often used. They forgot about Allah completely. They forgot that they were being watched. And this was their biggest mistake. Allah disliked what they were doing, so he sent the Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam to speak to the people of these two cities. Don't cheat in your markets, the Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam would say. Weigh goods fairly measure them properly. Make sure you give people what they pay for. But the leaders of these cities just laughed. They were too proud to be told what to do. They would say,
"You are alone."
And,
"You are weak. How can we let you tell us what to do?"
Others said much, much worse things. They would say,
"Leave the city. Leave us alone. If you don't, we will hurt you."
But the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam wasn't ready to give up. Why would he give up? He said, "I don't want to argue, but you must listen to my advice. You must listen before it's too late." Again, the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was laughed at. They did not know that he was being looked after by Allah. One night, a terrible earthquake struck both cities. In no time, houses tumbled to the ground, walls crumbled away, stone walls shattered into pieces, and roofs caved in on their sleepers. This was what the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam had warned them about. This was what the people didn't listen to. In the end, only the good believers survived. Those who were left knew that Allah hated those who cheated. He hated those who lied. And he promised to protect those who loved and listened to him. Right, boys and girls. Now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Do you want to tell your mummies and daddies? Okay. Well done, I can hear all that whispering. Fantastic. Okay. This story teaches us that we should always be good and be kind to others. Islam, our wonderful religion and way of life, teaches us to never cheat, to never steal, and to never lie. We should always listen and remember Allah, because Allah will always protect and look after those who listen and love him. Mummies and daddies, as you know, when we do business, we should do it Islamically. We should consider and implement what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed in the do's and don'ts of doing business. We should be compassionate and just towards everyone. Always remember that Allah is watching all of us. Right, boys and girls, let's talk about the competition. I have seen some wonderful colourings, mashallah. There was even one that had twigs stuck on the boat with glitter and cotton wool for the clouds. I've never seen anything like it. Mashallah, that was amazing. It made everyone so happy to see the effort and hard work each boy and girl made. So, on to the winners. Boys and girls, you must always remember that with Islam, you cannot lose. With Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never fail. That is why every single one of you that entered the competition, every single boy and girl, are winners. You have all won a special surprise. Subhanallah, isn't that terrific? That's nearly 150 winners. 150 prizes. Wow. Amazing. Now, there were some colourings that the children had done that had some extra special things added to it. So, we had to pick the winner of the winners. Let me tell you how we did this. We placed all the colourings into three groups. Under fours, under sevens, and under eights. Sorry, over eights and under 13s. Then we brought in three important judges who were very impressed with all the colourings. But in the end, finally, they found three winners of the winners. For the under fours group, the winner of the winners is Humaira Lahair, age 3. Well done. Fantastic effort. For the under sevens group, the winner of the winners is Mariam Pandor, age 5. Very, very good colouring. Well done. For the over eights, the last category, the winner of the winners is Zainab Patel, age 9. Amazing effort. Some of these winners and entries colourings will be on the Healy Islamic Trust Instagram profile page, so please be sure to check it out. MashaAllah and well done to everyone. The winner's winner will be contacted to arrange the collection of the prizes. The rest of the winners will also be contacted to let them know when they can come to Masjid Quba and collect their prizes. And remember, each boy and girl has to come to Masjid Quba too. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, you know we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Are you ready? Okay. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now let's pray together. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very, very good. MashaAllah. You have been wonderful listeners again. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. It's been wonderful today. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is and always will be your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.